Hey everybody, before you listen to today's podcast, as we're getting into dog days of summer here in August, A, I hope everybody is doing well. I know this has been quite the year. And two, make sure, like right now, like stop and make sure, write this down, 212-931-5731. So much of getting the first mover advantage in my world, or to just get a random text that makes you feel better. I've been blown away by the random text to make you feel better, what that's meant to tens of thousands of you and how that's impacted your day. So if you want a smile or if you want an advantage, check me out on my text platform, 212-931-5731. Text it and follow the directions that I reply to you with. And I appreciate for all of you that have been on the community platform with me. And here is your podcast.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey podcast, this is May from Team Gary V. On today's episode, you'll hear a team meeting that we had with Gary last November to talk about content distribution and how we can get him fire moments in real time so he can post on social. Hope you enjoy.
And so,
because let me just tell the same scenario. What happens is, Jason and Dustin look at me like, hey, when Gary calls my name out in the thread, I want to produce something right away to like help feed him.
Sure, fuck that, yeah.
Yeah, and like we also have a good system in place where like everyone is working on stuff.
So here's one thing. This is the best analogy. I don't even want to have this life if I can't do breaking news. Mm-hmm. It's very nice that you have a newscast, and that you had a nice meeting this morning, and we're going to talk about the earthquake in Africa and President Nixon's impeachment. But if a tornado takes out the entire state of Mississippi, we report on that. I need to be that. I'm breaking news. I don't give a fuck about your system. I want this fucking video about me in the hat. And we make that. And then we're just one day later on the next thing. That's how it should be treated.
Yep.
And I won't be mad at you. Like, I think you guys have been here not that long and already know that I change my mind on things all the time. I need to taste. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because we go back and forth with this. We know the recent is always something we want to get to, but it's also, we want to make sure this shit is tested before it gets on your page. That gives the best chance to win.
Here's the good news. I don't ask often. If I want the video of this thing, let's do it. Even though I just told you, if you don't test, I'm going to die.
Got it. So the ask is more of a one-off than a, like, hey, I'm thinking the system shifts this way.
I'm going to say it again. Okay. I'm breaking news.
Okay.
You're the newscast.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So this is what I don't, like, my biggest thing is like I see it everywhere. I'm like, I don't ask that often. So if I'm asking, like, we should do it.
Yeah.
I'm not in the business of disrupting for the sake of disrupting. I have a current hypothesis that I need to taste immediately.
Well, then I wouldn't worry about this then.
Okay.
Because I think we're just clarifying, like we were putting a system in place where we're going to get new clips out to you every single day without you asking, just to make sure that you have new clips coming through that are as tested as we can get them within a 2 to 3 day period.
I want that.
We can do that.
I want that. And then when I intuitively feel like, where the fuck are all the clips? Then I'm going to be able to say what I have to say. So let me ask you a question. When you're making notes of like, when we have that great eye contact, or like, the fuck happens next?
I bring it over here, and then
And then I take
it. On what kind of delay?
The same night or next day.
Yeah. Next day, D-Bot gives you 7, 2, 4 yep. moments in time.
And he tells me which one's the best one,
yep.
And then that goes straight into the cloud where everyone, Airtable,
yep.
where it's there.
And what happens next?
All the platform owners then choose from it. From that day.
Okay.
So if I log out on today, then they look at today and they say like, oh, this is a clip that may have logged from D-Rock.
If they don't choose it, it could die?
Yes.
Cool. That's where we're broken. Here's what I want from now on. I want to hear the clips. We need to put me at the front, not the back. It'll work. You'll see. Good. That's the answer to my question right now. A month in.
Yeah.
Where's all my good shit? Sitting in Airtable, not picked by Dustin, Dania, or Caleb, or whoever the fuck is.
Which is why I want to put him into Twitter and into like raw, non-edited,
love.
Clipped, and
go
get
ahead.
It out. Wow.
Done. Approved. Every clip gets put on Twitter. I have to think about how I want to do that. But the answer is yes. Like, whether it's Twitter or whether you guys post it raw, I got to think about where. I got to figure that out. Yeah, no, it's not a problem. We're going to fix it.
And a lot of times we do put a lot on YouTube.
I still think that this is art and we're missing the biggest thing. Like,
The ideas.
We have me for creative ideas. I'm really good. I'm comfortable now saying that. We need to use that as much as we can. And when we can't, because I'm busy or on vacation, you do the best you can.
And then not take, hey, where my clip has negative, more as, hey, I just want to see something fresh. But then also...
It's a negative. It's nothing's a negative.
Yeah.
This is a fucking game of perpetuity. That being said, we're the fucking clips. Right? Like I know there's fire from some days where I haven't seen a single clip. I know this.
Yeah.
I know that there was a fucking entire 4-day event. Where's
everyone knows it. We have it. That's the thing. We have
So get it. Figure out who's the best in our team for headlining and IDing the clips. And the other thing is me adding context in quick ways is really good too. Like, let's just figure it out. Let's figure the fuck out. There's nothing else to say. I need to be bothered.
Smartly.
And even not smartly. I'll shoot you off if I'm busy or upset.
When we did this before of sending you a lot of clips, because I think D-Rock also just wanted to show you how much we were pulling, I think if we sent you 10, 4 is actually what we should have sent you with our best concepts.
I just want the fire. D-Rock's following me. I'm paying him to follow me fucking around and not even film, to recognize off his talents being with me for a long time so we can look at each other of the 5 clips that matter. It's that valuable and I don't have them. Figure that out.
Well, that we can fix.
I believe so.
That's not a problem.
Yeah.
We'll fix that.
Yeah, this is just communication. This is good. This is all good. My energy right now is more like excitement than it is like, I'm pumped. Let's just fucking fix it. To your point, the fact that I even have them not gone like I have fucking 2 years prior.
Yeah, so bad.
Is super fun. But there's been like things where I've given the look and I can't wait, and now intuitively I'm like, where is this?
Right.
I don't need to be the person that's like, hey, where was the African American female? Like, what? I gave you the look, Jace. You made a note.
We
took
the
a screenshot.
Same way though, because it's like we send the men out, or it's on.
I believe you.
It's on
I believe you.
TV, and we're like, whoa.
No, it was very easy to understand the system where
exactly.
It's. Where the potential down break is, like, let's fix it.
Yeah. So those
we still don't have the scaled solution of, like, where are we going to put it?
Which is why we're having joint team.
Twitter's the scariest place to do it because missed context destroys you.
That's why I think raw G, like, get Team Gary Vee on IG works. Because then you're getting a raw version, and then the well-produced version is on Gary. So then you'll be like, oh, let me go see what's
you
like
might be diluting
version.
It on Insta, but that's okay, too. Like, I'm not against it. Some days I have time to look at it and add context, and other times, you guys should be smart enough at this point to know that I'm worried about misinterpretation.
It feels like there's tears, there's your special requests, there's things you've already flagged through D-Rock or the videographer of the day. Those are the things that get elevated, escalated, and done first, and then there's ideation that happens beyond those, but those are the ones that we cannot miss on.
That's for damn sure. That's breaking news, but equally as important is, the fuck is he documenting? Like, We're always upside down. It's like everything else. He should be making it on the spot, which is why I don't want people. I want one person to do the whole thing. Jason, you got it, and you got it, and you make it, and you post it, and now that's why I always want that system, because I don't want to hear this. Jason, you're filming. You catch the 6th fire. You make it all. I'll see you in 3 days when you're back from the cocoon, because you're going coast to coast, and I want to fucking choke your throat. If it's who am I to blame? Right now, I'm in this. Cool. Awesome, thanks.
Thank you.
Want your copy?
Sure. Get out of here. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlighted review is The Mentor I Never Had by Lucian Palmer. Since I was 13, Gary has inspired and has pulled out that little extra bit of motivation for me for years. I am now 18, have started my own business, am a captain on my basketball team, and one of five class presidents. And I firmly believe my upbringing and having all those Gary rants running in the background is the foundation of where I'm at now. We love you, Gary. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.